You know, I always thought at universities, the concept of tenure was that professors who have proven themselves to some degree were protected from being hoofed out of the university because something they said or stood for ruffled a few feathers. I thought that was the case. And I understand the thought behind it. Sometimes it seems as though universities have been willing to protect professors who were not just outrageous, but it seemed to me sometimes perhaps at least bordering on dangerous in some of the stuff that they were putting forth. But that was the position that universities took, and I understood why that was there. Doesn't apply, apparently, to Jordan Peterson, who finds himself under censure and under all kinds of trouble because he won't knuckle under to the outlandish idea that he should go along with 57 genders or more, an unlimited, an infinite number of possible gender ideas that people could come up with, in the demand that he remember every gender that somebody gives themselves under the pain of penalty if he somehow gets it wrong. You know, hate speech, if he doesn't remember one of the 57, 67, 253, whatever it becomes, genders people have self-assigned. Well, Dr. Oren Amate, registered psychologist and professor at Ryerson, had Jordan Peterson in to speak to one of his classes. Dr. Amate joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
What were you trying to accomplish?
A couple of things, just so I don't get in trouble. I'm an instructor at Ryerson. Professor is a title.
Okay.
So, because so much had been happening in the news since September, especially October of last year, and that was very important to the classes I was teaching, whether it was psychology of human sexuality, positive psychology, psychological disorders. It was all relevant to the material we were discussing. And, you know, I wanted my students to have a chance to be able to speak directly to the person that was, you know, causing all the trouble, so to speak, and to be able to ask him directly, you know, what did he mean by this? What does he think about that? Rather than hearing it second, third, or fourth hand. So I thought it was important. Plus, at the same time, this is really important, he was giving a talk, you may remember, back in October at the U of T, trying to discuss this issue, where it wasn't so much of a trans issue, it was more about a freedom of speech, freedom of thought issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, colleagues of ours, psychologists, at least one of them, had posted in the media that this kind of talk should not happen at all. Now, I understand her reasoning, or that her ostensible reasoning, but she, a lot of my colleagues were against letting him talk on these subjects. And so I thought, you know, so many, and a lot of them, by the way, when I was speaking up for Dr. Peterson, they would email me back channel and say, we really support what you're doing, but we're afraid to speak out or speak up because something bad could happen. And I thought, look, we can't let this happen. Academia is the place where we are supposed to challenge people to think critically. And people are just feeling shut down. They're afraid to suffer some repercussion. So, you know, that was the main reason I was doing it.
All right. And you didn't make a big presentation ahead of time about the fact that you were doing this. Did you want to kind of stay under the radar till afterward?
Yes, because just the week before, for example, he was part of a talk given by somebody you know, Ezra Levant,
yep.
And the Rebel Media, and protesters had come to U of T. They had shut it down by pulling fire alarms and chanting. So all these white kids were yelling out, you know, white supremacy to, like, people including black and Asian students, you know, who were on the other side. Pretty ironic.
Yeah.
Right? So I was afraid that this kind of nonsense would happen because that's what they do. They don't like what's being said. They pull fire alarms, or as you know, they do much worse, as has happened at UC Berkeley when Milo Yiannopoulos tried to give a talk there.
I'm talking to Dr. Oren Amate, registered psychologist, instructor at Ryerson. He had Jordan Peterson from U of T in to talk about free debate, really. I wasn't able to watch the whole 2 hours when you sent me the video, but I saw places where Professor Peterson is a professor, correct?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, Professor Peterson was saying that it's basically like they want to outlaw thought.
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
Well, it's like they want to outlaw thought.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, look, this video I put up on my site, docamate.com, and it got a few thousand hits. He put up on his site, and in 4 days, it's got nearly 65,000 views. There are so many positive comments, and you know, so many people are basically saying they're sharing their own experiences in university, where they're saying, if I dare challenge, you know, the professor's narrative, and it is a narrative, it's an ideology. A lot of it's not fact or science based. If I dare try to challenge this or question, why do you say these things? Show me the evidence. They get in trouble. They get mocked. They get ridiculed. They get censured. And this is happening all the time. And this is university. This is where students should be pushed to think. You know, and you know me, I've advocated for the rights and respect and protection of all peoples. So I'm not one of these people. I'm not like Milo Yiannopoulos, who just wants to provoke for the sake of provocation.
Right.
I want to educate, and I want people to feel that they can, you know, challenge the popular narrative. And I want people to think critically. And just because it doesn't, you know, they don't like what they're hearing, I want them to at least hear it, process it, analyze it, go back, do some research, and if you can find something to contradict what I or someone else is saying, bring it up and let's talk about it.
Do you and Professor Peterson believe that there is a crisis in academia, and I don't mean just somewhere in the United States or off in Europe, right here in Toronto?
Oh, definitely. I hear so many students telling me that they're being told things that make no sense. And for example, I mean, this was on TV, and then I had students say in their own lecture this happened, to have people come up and say the scientific community has agreed that there's no such thing as biological sex, that there's no such thing as, you know, biological male or femaleness. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is what's being pushed as academia. And this is in a university. It's not some private school. It's a publicly funded university, publicly / privately funded university.
Well, and it's happening at University of Toronto. It's the university that carries the name of the city that people are supposed to be able to be proud of. Certainly, you can debate issues, but now we have this university saying, no, we can't debate issues. They'd take
right.
me and, off the air if they could.
Right. And, you know, to the U of T's credit, and Dr. Peterson has said this, they've backed off. They haven't, you know, taken away his tenureship. They did allow this debate to go on. It wasn't much of a debate. Dr. Peterson was talking from fact, and his opponents were arguing from emotion. They were using, you know, really harsh personal attacks on him, whereas they couldn't deal with the actual specific facts. And this is what happens. And you know what? By going public like this, I'm really hoping that I'm not, you know, risking my own position because I don't have tenure. I'm a contract sessional lecturer. I've taught at Ryerson for over 15 years. I get nothing, almost, you know, virtually all very positive reviews because the students know that I'm dedicated to education. They know I'm passionate and compassionate. And, you know, I just try to help people become critical thinkers and become better citizens and just, you know, protect and help out the people around you. That's my mantra.
Only a few moments left here, but what was the reaction of your students to this presentation by Jordan Peterson?
They loved it. They're all sharing the video, and they all say pretty much the same thing. They say just watching him talk, you know you're watching somebody who operates at a different level than most of us. The gears turn, and you can just see that he's just a brilliant man. And you might not agree with everything he says, and you might not agree with the way he says it. He's sometimes quite forceful, but the fact is he backs up what he says. And, you know, again, he has a mission. He wants people to think critically and to look at the evidence and the science behind what we're saying, not ideology.
Dr. Oren Amitate, docamitate.com is one of the places you can find the video if you choose to see it. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Jerry. I appreciate it.